And good morning. Welcome here to Information Radio Quicks. And we got a little star power here today, Georgie, with us, right?
We do. We have a local celebrity with us today. We're really excited.
All right. And we're going to introduce you to Logan Hewlett coming up here in just a moment. His dad, Stan, in studio as well. But, Georgie, you want to start off with some business here.
Yeah, I just wanted to give a couple of quick updates and announcements about Randolph County Developmental Disability Services and our partners. The first is we're really excited. Last month, Kit Brewer and a couple of members of the A-team came on the show, and we just found out that two members of the Missouri A-team here in Moberly have gotten scholarships to attend the Missouri Day on the Hill in Washington, D.C., so they'll be making that trip, and our group is also sending a third person. So the three people that are going to Washington, D.C. from Moberly are James Beamer, Donald Long, and Brian Rosilius. We're really excited, and we hope to have them on the show when they get back and talk a little bit about their trip to Washington.
All right. And when are they going again?
They are going to be there July 25th is Missouri Day on the Hill. I'm assuming they'll travel before and after that. Hopefully, they'll have a little bit of time to stay a couple of days and see our Capitol. That's a pretty cool experience.
Very good.
I also wanted to say our picnic, which is not just the ICANN picnic or the RCSI picnic, it's actually just called the picnic now, and it's for all the providers and people who receive services in Randolph County, and that's going to be August 25th. We really, really hope to have door prizes so that none of our folks come there and leave empty-handed. So if you have a business or have anything that you'd like to donate for a door prize, you know, something as small as pens or bigger stuff, too, is greatly appreciated. And if you want to make any kind of a donation, either financial or for door prizes, the number is 269-8767 and ask for Ashley Ware. That's the number at ICANN, and ICANN is actually coordinating the donations. And then the last thing I have to say is I hope everybody listens in August because we have a new provider coming to town. It's a day program, very similar to what ICANN does, but they have a whole different philosophy and they're going to offer different types of activities. And the people who are going to be opening that day program, they already have two in Columbia, and they will be here with me on the August show.
So we'll learn more about it at that time. All right, well, we're going to go ahead and take our first break, and then we're going to come back and we're going to learn about Logan Hewlett's swimming experience in Seattle at the Olympic Games coming up.
Keeping you connected, Sheraton Valley. Now's the perfect time to visit your smartphone headquarters at Sheraton Valley.
The count is 3-2 with the bases loaded and your pitch-by-pitch app is frozen. Do you find that frustrating? Then it's time for a change. Make the switch to Sheraton Valley today. Stop in to your Sheraton Valley location or view all their services online at cvalley.net. Keep yourself connected with Sheraton Valley's nationwide 4G LTE network.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did it become okay for men to be lazier, softer, fatter? We need to bring the men of this country back to greatness. And it's easier than ever with Ageless Male Max, a patent-pending formula with an ingredient that helps boost your total testosterone, promoting greater increases in muscle size and twice the reduction of body fat percentage than exercise alone. Plus, an amazing 64% increase in nitric oxide, which can be handy in the gym and in the bedroom. Take your manhood to the max by trying your first 30-day bottle free. Just pay shipping and handling. Not 10 days, not 15 days, but a full 30-day supply free when you text the word FAST to 797979. Finally, a formula that boosts total testosterone. If your results with Ageless Male Max are too intense, please decrease use. For your free bottle, text FAST to 797979. Text FAST to 797979.
Craig Redman is up at dawn doing what needs to be done. Craig knows for most of us, it takes hard work and multiple jobs to put food on the table. Craig knows because he is one of us. Craig Redman is willing to tackle new challenges like he's done as a state representative.
I'm proud to have passed the first tax cut in 100 years while fighting to fully fund education. Now, I want to take that fight to the Missouri Senate.
A stronger future starts with strong leadership. Vote Craig Redman for state Senate. Paid for by Friends for Redmond, Randy Asbury, Treasurer.
Well, the first thing we need to say is the event was not called the U.S. Special Olympics. It's the USA Games.
Yeah.
Right? That Logan Hewlett of Moberly participated in. He is a swimmer and won how many gold medals, Logan? You got two. They're on your neck right there. Yeah. Can you rattle them? There we go. They can hear them. Okay, two gold medals swimming. Now tell our listeners what events that you won at the USA Games.
The backstroke. And the freestyle.
All right. So which one is your favorite? Which one do you like to do the best?
Butterfly.
You like the butterfly the best. All right. And then you were a part of a relay team?
Yes.
Silver medal?
Yes.
Medal.
Okay. 4x100. All right.
You swam the butterfly.
You did the butterfly. Was it a medley then?
Mm-hmm. So you 4x100
medley. So that means you all did a different stroke, and yours was the butterfly?
Yeah.
Okay. And he likes the butterfly the best.
Yep.
And was there another event that you swam in? Was that it? Just the three?
You swam in four.
Four.
Swam in the butterfly.
The
freestyle.
Backstroke.
And the relay.
All right. Won two gold medals. Now, folks, this is the USA event. This is it. This is all of the special athletes from across the country coming to Seattle, Washington, and Moberly's own Logan Hewlett won two gold medals. Logan, what was it like when they put that medal around your neck? And you won. Was that exciting?
Yeah.
It was.
Very exciting.
Very exciting. All right.
Shake their hand.
Yeah.
Everybody was cheering.
Yeah.
All right. Cheering. His dad, Stan, is with us here today as well. Stan showed me some pictures. What an amazing facility. Can we let your dad have the microphone?
Yeah.
Talk just a little bit.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Logan. Appreciate that. He's a ham, isn't he?
He is, Brad. He enjoys all of the electronics that he sees around here. And I think he kind of wants your job.
Well, there's days I give it to him. And I think I'd just soon be in the pool. So what about, describe this facility. You were showing us pictures.
Oh, it was quite a facility and quite an opportunity for Logan. Seattle hosted the games, and the main facility, the main venue was at University of Washington. And the opening ceremonies was at Husky Stadium, and that was quite a gala in itself. But then the swimming events were held at the Weyerhaeuser King County Aquatic Center, which was built in 1990 when Seattle hosted the Goodwill Games, which, as we all know, is a major international set of athletic events. And so this was a first-class facility, and it was probably the nicest facility Logan's ever swam in. So it was quite an event in itself.
What was it like for you?
Oh, it was wonderful. I mean, as the delegation from all of the states go, Missouri had 100 athletes, and then they had, I think it was 35 support people that went. So when you go as a parent, you turn your athlete over to the delegation, and they're with the team the entire week. They are part of the team, and so the parents are strictly fans and observers at that point. And so we sat on one side of the pool, and Logan and the team and all the other teams were on the other side of the pool. We could wave to them, but once in a while we got to cross paths. But it's quite, I guess, exhilarating to sit there and watch all of the athletes excel at what they've worked so hard at.
Well, just like the regular Olympics, right?
The athletes
are in a team in their own village. So he stayed with the other athletes then?
Oh, yes. Yeah. He stayed on the campus at UW, and they stayed in the dorms, and they got up every morning and made the 30-mile trek to the facility on the bus, and traveled as a team every day. They were part of the team.
All right, Logan, did you make some new friends? Did you make some new friends on the team?
Who, Curtis?
Yeah,
Curtis.
Curtis, where was Curtis from?
South
Missouri.
Down south. Yeah. Was he a swimmer too?
Yeah.
Okay, he became your buddy. Now, did you have a coach? Do they have a coach or just somebody that, okay.
Yes, they. Amy Wurst from Kansas City, she is the coach. And then they had assistant coaches, Rich Black from St. Louis, and then Mary Cleek from Columbia was the, they were the coaches, and they stayed with the, there were eight swimmers on the Missouri team, four female, four male, from all across the state. So,
were there other events, or is this just swimming?
No, there were all track and field events. Okay. Mm-hmm. As I said, there were 100 athletes, and that included basketball and bocce and soccer and softball and baseball and tennis, golf. I mean, it was a complete array of summer games.
Mm-hmm. And so you mentioned the coaches. Now, does Logan go and they actually coach them? Or are they more just kind of there to manage the team? Or how does that work?
They do coach, but with eight swimmers being spread out all over the state, it's kind of hard to get them together and do any technical training. Logan and myself, as well as Eric Nix, we coached Logan at the local Y. Logan is part of the Mid-Missouri Special Olympic team in Columbia, but we could only go down there once a week, so he needed more practice than that. So we spent quite a bit of time at our local Y, which we appreciate totally because we have that facility here for him to train.
So you've kind of picked up things along the way that you kind of have become worn the coach's hat.
Oh, yeah. It's kind of ironic, Brad, because I don't know how to swim. But I've spent several years watching Logan be coached, and so you can't help but pick up techniques and things that he needs to focus on and learn to just practice and make become a habit in his, you know, in his routines.
As we were talking this week, and we're in studio with Logan and Stan Hewlett. Logan, a gold medalist in swimming at the USA Games. Stan, the rules, they have to abide by the rules.
Absolutely.
You know, you were explaining that, that there were some disappointments along the way, but for the swimmers that do it right, they need to be rewarded.
Absolutely. The Special Olympic Rules Committee and all the officials, they follow the same rules and regulations that typical swimmers have to abide by. And there were disqualifications at the games because there are locations on the lane lines. When you watch the next swimming event, there's some special colors that are on the lane lines, and the swimmers have to be above the water by the time they get to that point. And even Michael Phelps has to be above, on top of the water at that point. And if you're underwater still swimming, you're disqualified because you have to be on top of the water at that point. So they pay attention to all of the rules. And breaststrokers, which Logan can't do, he can't be legal. He can't swim the stroke legally, and so we don't even enter him in those events because he can't do the leg kick correctly. So, but a breaststroker has to touch the wall with two hands simultaneously. Even the slightest miss touching of the wall with one hand before the other one, you'll be disqualified. So it's technical.
Okay. So what was the distance in his two disciplines? Did we mention that? That he won the gold medal?
Logan swam the freestyle, 200 freestyle.
200, okay.
And then he swam the 100 butterfly. Mm-hmm. Those are the two that he got a gold medal in. And I think I said backstroke earlier. But it was the 200 freestyle, the 100 butterfly, and then he swam the 100 butterfly in the 4x100 medley relay. And then he also swam the backstroke, and he missed a bronze medal by less than a second. He got a fourth place ribbon.
All right. We need to take another break. I'm curious, you mentioned Michael Phelps. Logan, do you watch Michael Phelps? Does Logan watch swimming?
Yeah.
Do you like to watch swimming on TV?
Yes.
Michael Phelps, do you like him?
Yes.
He an inspiration? Okay.
If I might add, Brad, one night after their events, the Michael Phelps Foundation hosted an after-hours event for the for all of the swimmers from all of the states. Michael wasn't there, but a lot of his support staff with the foundation was there.
Terrific. Stan and Logan Hewlett, my guests, along with Georgie McNamara, will continue with our program in just a moment.
Moberly Motors is excited to be celebrating 75 years in business, but we're feeling bittersweet at the moment because Rhonda Weaver, who's been with Moberly Motors for 48 of those years, has announced her retirement. Rhonda has worked for three generations of the Miller family at Moberly Motors and will be greatly missed by her coworkers. We're inviting everyone who knows and loves Rhonda to join us at Moberly Motors for Rhonda's retirement celebration this Friday, July 13th, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Hope to see you there.
Reese and Irby's here, the world's first and only frozen yogurt and ice cream dispensing robot franchise. Today, we're talking with Peter Shapiro, one of our 235 national franchisees. What drew you to starting a Reese and Irby's franchise?
You know, I immediately saw the potential behind the technology. Interactive touchscreen ordering, customized flavor combinations, robotic delivery, music and animation.
What excites you about the potential of your Reese and Irby's franchise?
Well, it's the support and value we see from Reese and Irby's, from marketing, training, securing high traffic locations such as malls and universities, to logistics support. They've just made it easy.
Would you recommend a Reese and Irby's franchise to others?
Absolutely. Look, I now own a business that drives revenue 24/7 with no employees or additional labor. Would I recommend one? I already have.
Interested in a Reese and Irby's franchise of your own? Simply go to froyofranchising.com and enter promo code 3636 to learn more. That's froyofranchising.com. Promo code 3636.
The motto for 4-H is learn by doing. Let the 4-H kids show you what they've been learning in preparation for the Randolph County Fair July 15th through the 21st by taking a stroll through the lodge at the livestock barns. Thursday, the tractor operator contest starts at 3. Friday morning, it's the annual Jack and Maxine Thornburg breakfast from 6:30 to 8 a.m. and the barbecue meals at 4:30 p.m. And Saturday, July 21st, is the car show from 8 to 11 a.m., the horse shows at 11, and the baby shows at 1. See a full schedule at randolphcountyfair.net.
All right, this is our Randolph County SB 40 program. Before I go back to the Hewletts, Georgie, what about Special Olympics in Randolph County? What kind of participation do we have?
You know, we have Jim and Kathy Thornton, who've been on here with me before, mm-hmm. who have been, just the backbone of our adult Special Olympics program for many, many years. And when we were all one, ICANN, RCSI, and RCDDS, they received support from us through ICANN. Now they get help kind of two ways. Some funding for Special Olympics is in the ICANN budget. So when we fund ICANN, we're indirectly also funding Special Olympics. And then the office space has been donated by RCSI, which is now MPPS. They had some empty offices over there. So Jim and Kathy have office space and access to a copier and things like that, that they, for years and years and years, they ran it out of their kitchen rather off their dining room table. And so that's about as much as we've been able to be supportive. However, we've talked a lot about what we can do, even possibly funding a position of somebody to be a volunteer coordinator to try to get more coaches. That's a desperate need. That's why Logan has to go to Columbia to swim, because there's not a swimming team here. I know the new provider that'll be coming to town is very interested. He and his wife that own and operate the business are both registered nurses, and they are very active and healthy people, and so that they wanted to actually be very supportive of Special Olympics as well.
All right. I guess we haven't talked about Stan, how he ended up at the USA Games. Was there a qualification procedure, or how do you get to participate in the U.S.? Like, was there a state games and then he advanced out of that, or how did he end up in Seattle?
Logan swims every year with Special Olympics as part of the Columbia team. And then every 4 years, then you go to a sports camp to qualify to see if you're eligible to go. And part of the requisition is that can you swim at a reasonable level, mm-hmm. but can you also be a good citizen? Can you be respectful of your coaches? Can you take care of yourself? Can you follow instruction and be a good teammate? And so Logan's done that twice. He was part of the team in 2014, and he made it again this year. And so he was notified of that last year. And so you have a year to prepare and practice and get ready. And there's part of fundraising, and I do certainly want to put a shout out to all of those in and around Randolph County and on Facebook that supported Logan, because there is a financial commitment that each athlete has to raise. And we certainly had wonderful support from Moberly and Randolph County and other people that wanted to reach out and help Logan and the team.
Logan is 25?
Yes, he is.
Are there age-specific divisions that you compete in at the USA Games?
Logan will compete in the, I'm going to say, the 20 division until he turns 30, and then that'll be a different division. And if he chooses to continue, he can participate at that level at that point. Mm-hmm. So
the 4 years from now, Logan, you go to Florida. You going to go to Florida? You want to swim in 4 years in Florida?
Try. Say Florida.
Florida.
Florida, that's right.
Yeah. No Florida.
Florida. Got it on his mind already.
Well, Brad, that's where he learned to swim.
That's what I wanted to get back to, because when did you figure out that he had some talent in the water here?
Well, Logan, we lived in Florida for 10 years, and Logan, early on, we had a pool at our house where we lived in Florida, and so we wanted Logan to learn to save himself. And so the Y there had a very active adaptive swim program, and Logan learned to swim there. And then it was his coach that recognized that Logan had some potential. They would have games at the end of every session, like swim lessons do, and Logan would swim across the pool halfway, and then he would wait for all of the others to catch up to him, and then he would swim the rest of the way in. And she recognized that Logan needed to be competing, because he could swim fast enough to compete. Mm-hmm. So she got him convinced that he needed to keep right on swimming and wait for them at the other end of the pool. So that just kind of progressed, and she taught him to do flip turns and different swimming techniques that I didn't think he could ever learn. So here he is today, and swims a lot better than his dad does.
So I'm trying to remember, 4 years ago, is this the first gold that you've won, Logan, or did you win gold 4 years ago?
One.
Yeah, we had you on the radio, and my memory not that good. So yeah, you've won a gold medal. So this is three now.
Yes,
three gold medals. Good job.
He won a gold in the relay in 2014.
So his first individual.
First individuals that he's won. But
all right. So what do you like to do besides swim?
Mow the yard.
Mow the yard. That's why Logan's hoping for some rain. So you can mow the yard, right?
The yard, do you?
Yeah. All right.
Do you do cardboard at work?
Cardboard's gone.
Cardboard at work?
All gone. Yeah. Before we wrap up here, Brad, I want to do one quick thing. The athletes all get pins to trade with other athletes all across the country, and anybody else that has a pin. And Logan wanted to give each of you a pin.
Oh, wow. Thank you, Logan.
So there's a Mo Magic pin. That
Mo Magic.
Yeah. That is the team name. Okay. And so it's got Mo Magic on it, 2018, and that's what he traded with all of the other athletes at the games.
How many pins did you get?
He got a bunch of pins, didn't he?
He traded. He's probably got 75 or 80 other pins.
Thank you, Logan.
Thank you.
For this. We'll let everybody know that Logan's picture is on our Facebook page with his medals. So everybody needs to go there and look at your picture, right?
Thank you.
Thank you for coming in. Stan, thanks. Congratulations to your family.
Thank you, Brad. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Go to our Facebook page and Central Mo Info. You can check it out. Georgie, thanks for sitting and listening. We'll be back with more next month. She's already put a plug in for the show. That's going to do it for this segment of Quick Slam this morning.
Fraud. It can happen to anyone, but there are steps you can